Welcome to Should Ask Questions of Marketing number 4, SAQ of Marketing number 4. In this video, what we're going to look at is a question which sounds somewhat like this. Is there a template that can help me convert total strangers to prospective clients who are eager to see me? You see, if you look at what your background entails and includes, you'll find that you have been trained in technical skills and they're now highly developed. You've also intuitively or through training developed very good relationship skills with new clients. But what you need to develop now is the ability to see all the steps of relationship development to make clients turn from complete strangers to people who are eager to see you. The question still remains, doesn't it? How do I get complete strangers banging on my door eager to see me? Because frankly, until they've seen you, until they start approaching you, all the technical skills that you possess, all the relationship abilities that you have will mean nothing. In the past, for most financial advisors, the stages between someone being a complete stranger and then becoming an eager prospective client have been somewhat of a mystery. And frankly, what we've done to solve that mystery has been to pick up the phone and engage in massive cold calling exercises. That's how most of us started in this industry and profession. But I want to reverse that. Instead of us chasing them, I want to reverse the process so that they, the stranger, start chasing us, the financial advisor. Let's have a look at how we do that. This huge black hole of knowledge can best be understood as we consider together the normal common sense relationship process that happens between us and people who range from strangers to becoming our friends. And once you understand that process, then I have to tell you, client attraction becomes so much easier and more effective. So what I'd like to do is to look at those steps with you and succinctly present those steps to you right now. In all of the relationship steps that we take with friends, future friends, or potential clients, everybody starts off as a stranger. What you and I need to do is to, first of all, capture their attention. Unless you do that, you have nothing happening. Once we've captured their attention, our next task is to help them be interested in what we do or have to say. And once you've begun to help them be interested in what you have to say, they can then become aware of what you do and what you represent. So that stranger, interested, and becoming aware of you. And you need to manage that process carefully. Because by the time they become aware of you, if you hold their attention long enough so that they remain aware of what you do, what you stand for, and what you deliver, they then get to a stage where they want to know more. Once someone has reached the stage where they want to know more, your responsibility now is to keep them informed. And informed in such a way that they become both interested and intrigued in what you do and what you stand for. And if you keep them informed long enough and with enough interest, what happens is this: they become familiar with your style, familiar with your style of thinking, familiar with your style of talking and communicating. And as they become familiar with you, here's what happens. You've reached a stage in the relationship where most of your competitors, the vast majority of them, simply won't know what to do unless they can get the stranger to meet them straight away. So you now have a tremendous advantage over your competitors. It's a wonderful place to be. By now, you've reached the unusual position of taking a complete stranger and getting them interested in you and what you do. You've taken them to the next step, which is making them familiar with you and your style, your way of thinking and doing business. And if you just continue working on that familiarity, then you'll find that that stranger will begin to trust you. And frankly, that trust is at a point where, with a little bit of effort, the next natural step will be that they are eager to see you. Consider your competitors, meanwhile. Unless they can get that stranger to that first meeting at this point as fast as possible, their feeling is the stranger's interest will cool, and they're right. But what you've done is something quite unusual, and you need to hold on to that step-by-step process. what we've just been through is how people develop even the most intimate relationships. And frankly, if you and I abuse that process, then we deserve to be rejected. Now, at this stage, you've learned something that even the best qualified advisors have no appreciation of. You've learned about the language of marketing relationships. And you're ready to learn some more should ask secrets. So I'll see you on the next video.